Today FM's Dermot and Dave.
Imagine running a race that even if you run 300 miles, you could be classed as not finishing. It's called Big Dog's Backyard Ultra, and it involves running over 4 miles an hour, every hour, for as long as 3 or 4 days. The winner is the last person standing, and the race doesn't stop until they do. It's the brainchild of a man called Lazarus Lake, who has also created the Barclay Marathons, which you might have seen in the Netflix film. Lazarus joins us now on the line from the States. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. How's it going over there?
Well, it's an absolute pleasure to talk to you here in Ireland. You've been called the Leonardo da Vinci of pain, the Rembrandt of mind games, and the Lady Gaga of suffering. What is happening inside that skull of yours?
I don't know anything about all this pain. There is some discomfort involved sometimes.
Sometimes.
Yeah, discomfort, that's putting it mildly. The Backyard Ultra. This is a terrifying race where no matter how far you run, you could still class as actually not finishing it. Tell us about the Backyard Ultra and just how does it work for people who are brave enough to cross the start line?
Well, it's really a very simple thing. We have a 4.16667 mile loop. We chose that exact distance because if you do it 24 times, it makes 100 miles. Hmm. And you go out at the start of the hour and run that loop, which is really quite easy to run 4 miles in an hour. It's 7.607 kilometers.
Yeah.
And pretty much anyone can do that in an hour without a lot of trouble. But the next hour, we do it again, and the hour after that, we do it again, and you have to be in the starting line every hour and start. And we keep going until only one person is left.
You see, in the gym before, I've done a workout called an EMOM, which is E-M-O-M, every minute on the minute. And you get an exercise to do, and you can do it. If you do it in 20 seconds, you've got 40 seconds rest. You do it in 58 seconds, you've got 2 seconds rest. You start again. This is every hour on the hour, except you're running a 4.1667 mile loop. And then presumably there are people who can do this for hours and hours and hours and hours on end.
They can actually do it for days on end. The long races start on Saturday. We'll start maybe on a Saturday morning and finish sometime Tuesday.
So no. How many loops are you talking then?
The record is 75.
75 hours? When does people sleep?
Maybe 5 minutes at a time. That's one of the skills you have to develop, is to be able to instantly sleep for 5 minutes.
And what kind of person tends to really succeed at this? Is it your classic ultra runner who has done these kinds of things before? Or is it a race that's actually suited to the underdog or someone who just has a weird skill at this particular event?
It's really mostly a test of your will to win. You just have to be able to tolerate perhaps more than a little discomfort.
More than a little.
And is the advice to eat? I mean, do people try and eat every hour in the few minutes that they have? Or how does the eating and the sleep balance out? How does that usually work for people?
You know, they just eat as they go along. You have plenty of time because you're up 24 hours a day. And you're not having to maintain a hard effort, so it's easy to eat and digest. What's been interesting is, to me, that the women win as often as the men do.
I was just going to ask you that. Yeah, what's the gender balance of the winners? Because it's been going for, what, 5 or 6 years or more?
We did the first one in 2011. Here, I have a 140-acre farm, and it had trails on it, and we put together a loop and just thought it was a fun thing, but it's apparently captured people's imagination, because now there's 200 of them in 53 countries.
So this is the Big Dog Backyard Ultra. There's 200 of those now around the world.
There are 200 backyard ultras around the world, and more are forming all the time. People like the challenge, because you can also just go the furthest you've ever been. It's kind of a gentle venue on you. It's actually easy until it's not.
Yeah, I'd say people are very confident and feel like they're, you know, they're managing quite well. But I would say the lack of sleep is probably the first thing that knocks people sideways, is it?
The lack of sleep is hard. It wears on your body, even though it's not hard running. The miles add up, 100 miles every day. It comes out to 25 miles in 6 hours, which is really easy. And 50 in 12 hours, which is a little bit better, but still not that hard. But 100 miles in a day is a pretty good bit of running.
And
200 miles in 2 days is really hard, and 300 miles in 3 days, not that many people can do that.
And do you ever get people who are doing really well in terms of the running, the eating, the coping with the mental stuff and whatever, but then they just sleep through the hour and just, that's it, they're out?
It does happen. People just lose their, they have to sleep.
And when you're sleep deprived, sometimes the simplest of tasks can become the most difficult. I mean, how do people manage? Do they need helpers after a certain point to sort of point them in the right direction and say, here, eat this, now go to the toilet?
I think they usually remember when to go to the toilet. That's actually one of the big challenges, because some people need to set aside more time. Most people's fastest lap is the lap where they have to have a nature stop.
Motivates sense.
Nothing
yeah.
motivates you like a full bladder. Have you ever done the race yourself?
No, it breaks my heart. It was something that had rolled around in my head, but I hadn't done it. And now that it's put together, I'm too old to really easily run 4 miles in an hour. I would wish that it had been around when I was younger, because that my strength was the ability to take a lot of abuse.
At what age are you now?
I like to tell people 43.
Okay.
We'll take that.
Give or take. But because you do have quite a colorful history yourself. You're a very celebrated figure in the running community. I mean, you're a successful ultra runner. What's your proudest moment in running?
Oh man, I think I'm proudest of my walk across the country, because I was old and it was hard and it was slow, but I persevered. It's almost 3,400 miles, which is really pretty far.
Wow!
And what age were you when you did that?
43.
I should have seen it coming.
Is there a limit to how many people can enter your big dog backyard ultra every year? Do you have to limit the number of contestants?
Well, yeah, it's just trails here on the farm, so, and we have to set everything up in the front yard. We have limited space. We can take 75.
Is it true that you ring the bell every hour?
So far, I've been able to ring the bell every hour. As the race gets longer and longer, that gets harder and harder.
How do you stay awake and remember to ring the bell on the hour? You're not getting much sleep either.
No, my sleeping schedule is about the same as the runner's.
God.
The only difference is I don't get to choose when it ends.
Oh, yeah, of course, because if someone just keeps running, you have to keep ringing the bell.
But it's over when there's only one person left, so yeah. There has to be two.
And do you have to have medics on site? Do they ever tell someone, look, you need to stop running now or you're going to die?
No, the people come to that conclusion on their own.
And I mean, are you not worried that somebody could literally just drop dead from the intensity of this thing?
No, because physically it's not that hard. That's the cruelest thing about it. They have to decide to quit because it's easy to run 4 miles an hour.
Right, so it's the mental side of it. That's the real battle.
The real battle is mental. You had asked about the women. We had 21 countries that were able to hold national championships last year, and 7 of them were won by women.
So it just shows that mental resolve of women basically is far greater than ours.
They win a greater percentage than they participate. It's really exciting to see a sport where the women can compete head-to-head with the men, and they don't need a women's tee or any kind of a handicap. They can just race straight up.
Yeah, and they're kicking our butts at the same time. Have you ever been to Ireland?
I have not been to Ireland.
Man, you're only 43. There's plenty of time to go.
There's plenty of time to go. I hope I can get there one of these days.
Yeah, well, we've got some beautiful running countries. There's some great ultra tracks. There's some great marathons, half marathons, up in the hills, the mountains. You can find one to suit you, I'm sure.
But you also have some really good backyard races there.
Oh, we do we? I wasn't aware that. So we actually have a backyard here as well.
There's one in Ireland proper, and there's at least a couple in Northern Ireland.
Oh, okay. Well, we must check it out as spectators.
Oh, well, maybe at the start, in the first hour.
Do people ever hallucinate when they're running due to the lack of sleep?
Yes, hallucinations are one of the obstacles in a backyard ultra.
What kind of things do people see?
Since a lot of them are held in the forest, they see strange things out of the trees and tree trunks. They see dinosaurs and
and roast chickens.
Hobbits. They probably see leprechauns in Ireland.
I'd say they just all envisage beds, just going, oh, there's a double bed. There's a king size. I can lie down.
Well, look, Lazarus, it's been a pleasure talking to you. I love the fact that you invented pretty much the world's toughest race, but never actually took part yourself. I think that's the real genius behind it. I'm going to do the same thing.
It's painful for me because I think I could do well.
I think you could too.
But I guess that's easy to say if you don't have to prove it.
Yeah, well, in fairness, you did walk 3,400 miles in 126 days, 3 years ago. So I think you've earned your credits in that department. Pleasure to talk to you, Lazarus. Is there a website where people can go to investigate it and see how they would actually get into this?
Yes, it's backyardultra.com. And there is a list of races all over the world, 53 different countries.
Amazing.
It'd be a great way to tour the world because you would get to spend some quality time with people who actually live in a place and find out the good places to go.
Yeah, you could say I've hallucinated in 53 different countries. Lazarus Lake, thank you so much for talking to us today.
Yes, you have a good one.
Take care.
You too. See you. Bye.
Bye.
Dermot and Dave. Listen live on air from 9 a.m. weekdays on Today FM.